Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you here in studio.
Yeah.
It's good to be with you. And we've got some big news here on the cover this week. We've kind of touched on this in the What's New section. We're going to be seeing some construction at what is sort of the automobile gold. Where I grew up, they called it the Golden Mile. It's not really a mile in Las Cruces, but the Golden Mile for automobiles in Las Cruces. That stretch of valley, or actually the stretch of bouts
between
Valley and Maine, because Cisbaro is doing some big work.
Yeah, down there at 425 West Bouts is where they have their location. And right in the row there, they have a used car place, administrative offices, and then on the corner, their Buick GMC dealer. Well, they need to put in a new showroom, and they could either remodel the one they have or put in a new one. And so right there in between the used and the Buick place, they're going to put in the new Buick GMC showroom, which is part of where their administrative offices are. And this is part of a branding campaign with GMAC. I mean, GMC has been wanting all their dealers across the country to sort of have a similar look to them. With sort of an arch in the front. You can sort of see it at Bravo Chevrolet right now.
Right.
Where they have that arch sort of thing at the front. And Mr. Cisbaro is doing that. He said for 5 years he's been talking to them about it because he didn't really want to necessarily change his showroom that he has because he likes it. It's very Southwest looking, you know, that sort of thing. But so what he's decided to do is build a new one and put the just leave the Buick GMC place and make it the used car lot.
Okay.
So the
luxury used cars that we now see at the corner, well, near the corner there of Main and Bouts, that's going to move to the other corner where...
Not quite. The luxuries is going to stay there.
Oh, it will. Yeah, it will stay there. Okay.
Down there at the other corner where Valley and Bouts. That place is going to stay there, but it's going to become the used car lot now.
Okay.
And to its left, depending on where you... If you're facing the showroom to the left, closer into the...
Toward Maine,
yeah.
It's going to be kind of in the middle.
Right, okay. In between those. I see now.
So it's in the
right
middle.
Right next about where building. The Big Ten is.
Okay.
So they're going to add on to the administrative building and build a new front and build a new showroom and brand it with the new GM type thing. It's about a $1.5 million project, maybe as high as $2 million. It's going to take about 8 months to do.
Yeah.
So it'll be a nice big thing going on there.
It'd be interesting to watch and see. General Motors certainly... investing a lot of money and now requiring their dealers to invest some money as well in upgrades.
Exactly. They want a similar look. You know, you can see the look that they show it on commercials and stuff, and I guess they want people to be able to see that and think, oh, General Motors.
Yeah.
Chevy. There you go.
Exactly. So. All right. Profile this week is the owner of a couple of big restaurants in Mesilla.
Yeah, we have a lot of people know of Andale's, and also right there next to it is Andale's Doghouse. Andrea Schneider is the owner, and in 2009, there's the Thai place right down here at Avenue de Mesilla is located. That used to be Andale's restaurant, and they moved across the road to Oñate Plaza into a lot bigger space and have been there ever since. For about the location behind the Thai place was sort of open, and they used that to sort of cook their meat and do some of their, you know, when they had to cater and that sort of stuff. I couldn't say the word. It was escaping me for a second. But and then they decided to open up this place and make it Andale's Doghouse, where they have hot dogs, actually. And it's sort of the kind of dog that you know, it's sort of what they call a Mexican hot dog or that sort of thing. It's with a big bun, and then sometimes you can get them with black beans on them and that sort of stuff.
Lots of different toppings.
Yeah, I guess they sort of Tucson is known for those kind of hot dogs and that sort of stuff. So, and it's just another local business that sort of expanded, for lack of a better word, added a second location there using pre-existing location and has made a success of it.
Yeah, and from what I understand, in Arizona, it's a sensation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge thing there. So I guess, you know, it's been around a little while. It's doing pretty well here,
yeah,
too,
they're supposed
I guess.
To be pretty good. I haven't had one yet.
I haven't
supposed
yet
to be pretty good.
Maybe that'll be lunch someday. Okay. What's new this week, Brooke?
Yes, one thing is, and I had this in What's New probably late last fall, this place called Big Rig Game Wizard. And it's they pull this rig behind with a truck, and it has 7 TVs in it, big screen TVs, 5 wow. inside, 2 outside, and it is for video games.
Huh.
For, you know, it's a mobile game theater, and you can rent it out for parties, for birthday parties, for all kind of stuff.
Wow.
And they'll show up and set up, and, you know, all the kids or adults, depending on the party, can play, and they even have cake for if it's a birthday party and that sort of stuff.
But probably a little more expensive than one of those blow up houses or to jump.
Yeah, I don't know the price structure with those things, but yeah, a different sort of thing than the jumping. But yeah, a very neat sort of business. And I might do a profile on them pretty soon.
We grew up at the wrong time, didn't we?
I know, we sure did.
I had to climb in a tree.
Nobody.
That was the exciting the exciting thing that I got to do. Climb a tree.
Of course, climbing trees was pretty fun. That rocked.
Yeah, right. Especially if you had a treehouse.
Nobody brought Pong around in a tree.
Now they've got TVs in their treehouse.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a whole different thing. Whatever.
But yeah, look for that as a profile maybe here in not too long. I might get together with them and do that. There's a husband and wife team, Joseph and Melissa Dean, have opened the Sweet Spot Photography, excuse me. I stumble over my words here. And this is something they did on the side for a number of years. It was a hobby, and then they did it on the side and everything. And they decided to go ahead and open their own business. So I have a contact for them. And United RV is a company that's been around for a while, but they have new owners. They've got some new owners last year, the second half of last year. And they've just recently had their re-grand opening celebration and that sort of stuff. So it is Brian Lamy is the owner and his wife, Ann.
And we have a couple of RV places in this area. Which one is, where is this one located?
It's at 700 Stern Drive.
Okay.
Which there's a couple right down there.
Right.
Near each other, but.
Okay.
So.
New owners. All right. And in the Babbling Brook, it is almost here. Another holiday. This one, we don't get the day off, but, well, some people take the day off, but it's St. Patty's Day, and actually it's on a Sunday.
It's on a Sunday this year, yeah.
So a lot of people will have the day off, won't they?
But if they're partying a little bit that night, they still have to go to work.
They may not work on Monday.
Allegedly.
Maybe they shouldn't work on Monday.
That's right.
For sure.
But no, it's a fun holiday. It's not a gift-giving holiday, but it's still people buy green and cards and all that sort of stuff. And something like the average price is going to be like $37 per person. Who's the average American is going to spend.
How much of that is alcohol, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. But there's a lot of people who maybe just partake a little bit or don't. You know, they like to send St. Patrick's
or
Day cards.
Or just have
sort of
corned beef,
parties.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage, maybe some
potato
soup.
My mother made that, so yeah.
But about $4.7 billion will be spent on the holiday. So any chance for retailers to get a little bit of green by selling green is not such a bad idea.
Not a bad thing.
No.
$4.7 billion. Even the small holidays somehow rake in big money.
Yeah, they sure do. And what's interesting this year, it's closer to Easter than in some years. So there's sort of a crossover a little bit with a lot of Easter stuff on the shelves and stuff.
That's right.
Going on. But
yeah, March 31st. Right?
Yeah, last Sunday. Easter. Last day of March is Easter.
All right. Year. We'll be ready. Thanks to you and those stories and much more. In today's Las Cruces Sun News, Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News, and he joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.